The partnership includes Living Rivers, the Taxpayer Association of Kane County, and Glen Canyon Institute. Zach Frankel is the executive director of Utah Rivers Council, which is also part of the coalition. He says a review by the Legislative Auditor General's office will show the public that the division wastes millions by lobbying for expensive water projects while scrimping on conservation education efforts.
The important thing to understand about water conservation is that it's not about doing without, it's about doing without waste. And we can dramatically lower our water use without removing one blade of grass. We could lower our water use 20 to 25%.
Frankel says the so-called Strong's Law, that something dies whenever water is conserved, is disturbing. The phrase was named after Dennis Strong, the director of the Utah Division of Water Resources. Strong says he's being misquoted.
When you conserve, there are consequences. Now, does that mean we shouldn't conserve? Absolutely not. We should conserve. But let's consider what it is when we do conserve.
Strong says while it's true Utahns use water at almost twice the national average, residents have also reduced consumption by 18% since the year 2000. He welcomes the audit request.
So that we could demonstrate and show that we definitely have a commitment to water conservation.
Both Frankel and Strong say they agree that cutting waste has to be a part of Utah's future water development. Bob Nelson, KUER News.